They may be hard to find, but they are worth looking for. We're talking, of course, about wines.
And we are going on the hunt with wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, Scott Greenberg, in our Wine of the Week. Let's start with a good Pinot Noir, Scott. What is one of those that is worth the hunt?
I love writing about wines that everybody can find, but once in a while there are wines that really are worth the hunt. And this is one of them, the 2009 Kutch Pinot Noir Sonoma Coast. It's sourced from several vineyards throughout the Sonoma Coast. It sports a lovely nose of red berry. And when I was a kid and I lived in Central California and it would rain, and right after the rain, you kind of smelled this earthy sweetness in the air. That's what this wine smells like. It's really just a really pretty wine. Flavors of cherry, raspberry, a little bit of red plum. Just wash over the tongue with notes of toasty oak, a little bit of minerality in there. Balanced, moderate tannins, $40. A little pricey, definitely worth it.
So there are lots of Chardonnays we can easily find in the market, but what gets you going there, Scott?
Well, Alex Gamble is a local boy made good, and one of the reasons he is so good is this 2009 Alex Gamble Bourgogne Chardonnay from Burgundy, France. It sells out rather quickly, so it may be tough to find, but the reason this wine sells out quickly is it is delicious. Flavors of green apple, nectarine on the front of the palate, and then this lemon-lime citrus pops in on the back, and then you get this bright, medium-bodied acidity, but it's really all well-balanced. It all works, and it's only $30. So for $30, this white Burgundy from France is just spectacular.
I am enticed, at the very least. What about a Zinfandel? Have you tracked one of those down for us?
I have indeed, and this is one of our favorite Zins. When my children wanted a dog, desperately wanted a dog, they talked their mother into getting the dog by promising to name the dog after her favorite Zinfandel. So we had Turley. That's the name of our dog. The 2010 Turley Old Vine Zinfandel, produced from old dry farmed vineyards, Napa, Sonoma, Paso Robles, and some other counties in California. This is a bar raising red wine, just full of character. Flavors of blackberry jam, black licorice, mocha. They just seduce the palate in waves. And then you get little tannins in there that highlight the cracked pepper and dried sage. Long, long finish. $26. This is a beautiful wine.
So, you know, you can't talk about California wines without talking about the good old cab.
And my dear friend Niels Venhey, who thinks he's a Danish cowboy. Yeehaw! Well, you want to saddle up with his 2007 Saddleback Cellars, Cabernet Sauvignon, Napa Valley, blackberry, cassis, cedar. They just dominate the bouquet and the palate. And then you get additional pops of black plum and a little black raspberry in there. They just sit on this well-balanced frame, really just lovely. Supple finish, $55, a little pricey, special bottle of wine, but if you can find it, it's worth it.
I guess it is worth it. If you hunt it down, you can spend a little extra money for the time that you've invested in the project.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and say goodbye to summer on a very flavorful note.
Right. In fact, I think that you have to do this.
It's not... Okay, I'm going
home
soon.
It's a mandate.
Exactly. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner.